Hello, Matt, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm calling from the Jewish Policy Center. It's really hard to imagine just how this entire situation in Benghazi was bungled throughout the administration. Whether it's just Obama having a meeting that was apparently a prearranged meeting anyways at the very outset of the attack, and he doesn't check in at all. To have the Secretary Clinton, in her testimony on the 23rd, she says, quote, "I directed our response from the State Department and stayed in close contact with officials from across our government and the Libyan government." She says that the State Department Benghazi Review Board had been timely and exceptional coordination. I mean, how can it be timely and exceptional if what Panetta is saying and Dempsey is saying is that nothing at all was done? She didn't apparently pick up the phone to call Panetta. Panetta, what did he decide to do? In the entire time where he could figure out what his response was going to be, at no point did he call Secretary Clinton. So, I mean, who is running the government during this time? And this is September 11th. They're trying to say in the testimony yesterday that they didn't have any specific intelligence. Yes, they had specific intelligence. In August, there was Stevens, Ambassador Stevens' request for more security. And Dempsey tries saying during his testimony, he draws out how many embassies that we're trying to protect. Well, this isn't the embassy in France. This is the embassy in Libya. This is a place.
Now, in this case, the consulate, not even the embassy, but a consulate
right.
The ambassador goes, and the British had reported all their problems, and it's not like there wasn't a wealth of information and evidence to indicate you didn't need to be a rocket scientist to know our people are there, they're going to be in danger to begin with. When there's an attack, you better have something in place to extricate our people.
Exactly. There was nothing at all done. All levels of the government, all levels of the administration, 100% failed. And Where was President Obama? It's September 11th. It's not difficult to imagine that there could be an attack. And then the cover-up afterward, where it's about a videotape, very clearly we know from Panetta and Dempsey yesterday that they were very much aware that it was an attack. They knew that in the meeting with the president. But they didn't decide, apparently, to call the president and say directly during the entire event that the ambassador had been killed. They just decided not to say that. But they had that intelligence. So it was a cover-up and a complete failure across the board for our government.
Well, let me just offer an amendment to that, Matt, and I do appreciate your call. Panetta yesterday, at least in the testimony, and maybe he worded it, well, once we did inform them, once our ambassador was killed, but I'm not going to quibble on that point. The larger point is the one you're making, Matt, which I thank you for the call. Here was, forget hindsight being 20/20. There was plenty of foresight. There was intelligence there. There would be a problem. And then it's very interesting. This president, apparently now the narrative is, well, he delegated that responsibility to the Secretary of Defense and others within our national security apparatus. He's the commander in chief, for crying out loud. Americans are in jeopardy. We have the ability to have satellite video of what's going on, drones flying over. We had testimony that, in fact, there were drones there. And this president became remarkably inquisitive. And then after the fact, you had the sad and sorry spectacle of our commander-in-chief reverting to his first calling, that of an Alinskyite street agitator, and for his own political future in the United States, to save his job, he decides to agitate the Arab street. Suddenly prominence is given to a YouTube video that nobody has seen. And to my knowledge, the guy who produced that thing is still in the slammer out in Southern California. Welcome to life in Obama's America.